Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
Ellie, is this a judicial coup? What is this court?
No, this is a fully legitimate federal court. I should note, this was a 3-0 opinion. The three judges on this court were appointed by President Reagan, President Obama, and President Trump. So I don't know where they're getting this coup language from. This is a huge setback for Trump and his administration. As big a deal as the tariffs were, this is as big a deal in the opposite direction. It essentially pauses, for now, rules illegal and unconstitutional almost all of the tariffs that have been in place. And the core of the ruling is this. Typically, it is Congress that controls the tariff power. However, Congress can pass laws giving that power to the president in certain instances. They did that years ago in a statute called the IEEPA, the International Emergency Economic Powers Act. Trump then declared, okay, we are in an international economic emergency because of our trade deficits, because of other economic worldwide factors. And this court unanimously 3-0 said that is not an economic emergency. That is not what the law means. Having trade deficits, which we've had for 49 years continuously, that is not an economic emergency, and has now struck down for the time being all of those tariffs that were put in place on Trump's first day and then on, quote unquote, Liberation Day, April 2nd.
So when this happened last night, I was just leaving the school fifth grade play, and I saw it on my phone, and my first two reactions were, well, all the panickins out there that were losing their mind in the hysteria over tariffs, they should be rejoicing because now everything's put on pause. So then what is the solution? I don't have the answer from a legal perspective, but whether it's Ellie Honig, Jonathan Turley, somebody needs to explain Andy McCarthy or Andrew McCarthy on Fox News. Well, then how do we get better tariff and trade deals if for 49 years at a trade deficit, we're basically on the losing end? So basically what you're saying is Trump can't right the wrongs, short-term pain for long-term better deals, because again, a court in a unanimous ruling 3-0 says this doesn't qualify for an economic emergency or whatever terminology they used. This is where I would love to have a legal analyst say, okay, then what are the alternative solutions? What options does Trump have at his disposal if he can't enact this act based on what he deems economic crisis? I don't know what the answer is to that. But once again, all I see is courts and judges, whether it's deportations or any single policy that the American public voted for, and we're getting blocked here by federal judges and justices.
Yeah, and so the Trump administration already is preparing that response. But my just you don't have to be a lawyer to say to yourself, well, wait a minute. If the executive branch or the president of the United States decides that something's an emergency, who the heck are these judges who I didn't elect them?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't elect any of these judges. They might have been appointed by whoever in the past. But you're telling me that in the executive branch or the president of the United States of America, who says we have an impending crisis coming and we have to deal with this, and this court and these judges, non-elected, can decide what is or is not an emergency. And to me, if you say, well, this has been going on for 40 years, thus it's not an emergency. Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah, it eventually all piles up and adds up to $38 trillion in debt or whatever we're in.
So it's not for them to decide what. And this is the ego of these people who are appointed and have these career jobs. And so I just think.
Well, the whole goal of this, you know what this is.
Yes,
create a log jam for the next year and a half so Trump's agenda can't get passed into law, so that it looks like he failed on delivering on his promises, so Democrats have better success in the midterms. That's what this is about.
And that's why this, I believe the Supreme Court will, because we talked about even Kagan at the SCOTUS level, in other words, that even Justice Kagan, I think, in her indications early on, will rule that these lower courts, all of this flurry of activity shutting down the country or impacting, having a national impact as well as just a narrow impact, is bad for America. It's not the intent of the law.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think all of this goes away with that SCOTUS ruling once that comes back. But the problem is it probably won't come back until next month.
Yep.
In the meantime, they have to deal with now every time something happens, it's just the weaponization of these lower courts that think they can shut us down.
They've become the most powerful people right now in the country, dictating everything.
I'll give it a few weeks, and then they'll be shut down.
Coming up in 3 minutes, we have Fight Club. Club the was contributed today by Senator Ed Durr, Ed the Trucker. He contributed to the cut sheet. Fight Club. He contributed to that, so that's coming up at 9:10. But first,
what do you think the odds are of Senator John Fetterman or Senator Dave McCormick contributing to the Fight Club?
Well, I still want to get Fetterman. A Kale & Company hoodie.
He could wear it. Triple X.
Size, well, I don't know about that.
But
first, Michelle Obama on her podcast talks about how hard life is to be married to a man who's getting more fame and respect.
Oh.
She's really...
Well, what a victim she
is. She's really bitter. She's really angry.
Tough life she had, huh?
Like this... I feel like... Dawn, if I'm being sexist here, that's fine. But, correct me. Does it feel like this podcast for her is like a therapy session? You know what I mean? Like she just seems to be very just angry.
Yeah, and just a reminder to the female sales assistants in here, this is a free speech station, so.
I hope Skopinich warned you. I hope Dave Skopinich warned you. We're not spinning the hits here on this radio station.
We're not very buttoned up.
We're not talking about should we retaliate against Spencer Strider on this radio station.
Who has a great mustache.
He does.
The thing about it is, I haven't consumed her entire podcast in context.
Right, nobody in America has.
Right? And so I don't know what to say. The image that we perceived of Michelle Obama, so has she changed or did we just have a different image? I'm not sure.
Is there any doubt that divorce is coming with all the rumors?
No, I don't know what's going on. It just seems like you used to think of her as funny, positive energy, loved her kids, loved her, I don't know. Like it all of a sudden it just seems she has this anger or bitterness. Is she trying to do that? Maybe thinking that will get the podcast, that'll attract people. But I think people want positive energy.
Yes.
All right,
even her brother seems like a sweetheart. But I don't know what to say. It's just, it's not at all the image that we had of her in the past.
All right, let's hear from Big Mike.
There was a line of people waiting to shake hands with our respective husbands. Okay. People like reaching over our heads and spilling water on us, trying to get to these two, illustrious men, she had the same look on her face as I did. Like, here we go, and I looked over at this beautiful woman. Did we even have a conversation?
Not until later in that afternoon.
You hadn't met.
We hadn't met.
I just saw
the look on her face, which expressed the sentiments that I felt, which was
pissed off.
Yeah, it's almost as if she never realized that with fame and fortune comes inconvenience, people bothering you, your life is different, you can't go out all over the place and not be bothered. I mean, for 8 years you were in the White House. For the last 8-9 years, you've certainly still been involved. At least your husband is, pulling the strings behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. I mean, for 25 years she's lived the Nantucket gifted life, and that's not good enough for her. She might be proof that fame and fortune doesn't buy you happiness.
I don't know who the guest is.
I don't know.
Here's
what I would say about this.
Yep.
That this conversation, so they need a producer. They need like a brand manager. Like
Thank
Greg.
You. Thank
I
you.
I mean, Greg already has like 50 jobs.
They need a cut sheet.
But seriously, so maybe that they're having a real conversation about what happens, especially if your husband is the president of the United States of America. But most people do not relate to that.
Yeah.
So what is your goal? What are you trying to prove here? What's your point? And, this is a lady who has so many blessings in her life. And by the way, an attorney, Harvard educated, all this and that. So I just think that she has to have more discretion. I mean, I will say to you, like for Larry and I, because in Philadelphia we're recognized. So sometimes, you might have one or the other where, you're at a Father's Day dinner or a Mother's Day dinner, whatever. And these things do happen. But you don't talk about it because most people don't relate to that at all.
Yeah.
So it just sounds, what's your point?
It sounds elite to
right?
me. Yes,
or
yes.
Bitter?
Yeah,
I
you
want
to sound like
Jealous of her spouse?
You want to sound like your audience. You don't want to sound like you're above them, right?
Yeah. Just wait till my wife launches her podcast and she's bitter about my fame.
Oh, I can't wait till that happens.
But you have to be gracious.
Do you want her to be the Tuesday contributor to the cut sheet?
You know, for the summer, we should actually bring in a different family member each day.
Well, David met.
We'll bring Dawn's boys in.
David.
As soon as he applies.
Bring my wife in. Bring my mother-in-law in. We'll bring in my wife's uncle, who's part Alex Jones, part Bernie Sanders.
Right, we're 2 minutes late.
Sorry.
Kale and Company Fight Club.
You're looking for a fight.
I am looking for a fight.
Fights will go on as long as they have to.
We know fights equal rating.
You got knocked the f*** out, man.
Fight Club on this Thursday, sponsored by Tri-County Auto Group. See, sales assistants, these are the things you can sell. You can sell Fight Club. Tri-County Auto Group ponied up, and they sponsor Fight Club. Tri-County Auto Group, 3 locations, 1 priority. You visit tricounty.com today. Do it right now. Tricounty.com, because we know fights equal ratings. Brian Krieger and everybody over there at Tri-County Auto knows that fights equal ratings. So they said, let me get on this bandwagon. By the way, tomorrow we will go through the 5 fights of the week, and we will judge, we will vote on which one was the best. This one, I think, kind of takes the cake. Not sure where this was. It seems to be a Mexican restaurant, right, Nick?
I would
assume that this is a Mexican restaurant.
Could have been Taco Tuesday. You never know.
A brawl happened in a Mexican restaurant. This was submitted by Ed Durr, Ed the Trucker. YouTube.com/at1210WPHT if you want to see the fighting. Nick, for everybody who can't get there, please describe the antics. Roll this. Oh!
This is an all-out brawl. This looks like something out of a movie.
Yeah.
It's like a bar fight in 48 hours.
I was just going to say, it looks like 48 hours.
Yeah, Eddie Murphy and Nick Nolte.
Chairs flying, drinks flying.
Yep.
Roadhouse.
Yes.
Roadhouse, yes. There goes the Heineken pails of buckets.
Women going at it, men going at it.
Heineken buckets at a Mexican joint?
Maybe it's not a Mexican joint.
Look at this. I mean, there's the napkins everywhere, chairs. Here comes the guy with the folding chair.
He's a bouncer, I think.
Yeah, he'll be on SmackDown this Friday.
Wow. He got something in his eye.
Oh, wow.
Man.
You see what happens when they skimp on the guac?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Where did Ed Durr find this?
This is great.
There's guitars on the wall. I'm waiting for them to pull off the guitar and smash it.
What do you think caused this? Nothing. What causes any of these fights? Nothing.
No, it's because you asked for the nachos. The nacho pile, by the way, is getting very small these days. Have you noticed that when you go out for nachos?
This is why I don't go out. Like, we just don't live in a civilized society.
Mm-hmm.
Like, who wants to deal with this? You know what I mean? Like,
they give you Heinekens when you're getting tacos. It's just a mess. This whole world's upside down.
It's a good one.
Is that a local one?
I'm not sure. Ed Durr, thank you, buddy. YouTube.com/at1210WPHT. Hit the like and subscribe buttons if you want to watch and react to Fight Club. Very highly rated segment. So Tri-County Auto Group was very smart to get in while the getting was good.
I'm out on restaurants now. I was never in on DoorDash or Uber Eats. This is why I still do the routine. Saturday or Sunday morning, you go to the grocery store. The ambiance, the sounds, the sights, the smells.
Yep.
You come home and you cook on your grill on your deck.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to worry about this.
All right. I've been teasing this, but we have to take another break. On the other side, I will tell you how this woman got E. coli in her sinuses.
Better be really good. I'm assuming this wasn't like a faulty neti pot.
It could be. I could just be teasing it. Also, if you have acid reflux, Senator Ron Johnson has a holistic approach to getting rid of it. That's not Prilosec or
surgery,
Tums or any of that stuff. Yeah. We'll get to all of that on the other side.
Wish I would have known this before I had my Nissen fund application for my reflux issue.
Whatever you do,
which
said.
People email me about. They're asking for where I went.
Yeah.
I'm happy to help you out.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app.
I've always had acid reflux for years, okay? And so I was on everything, you know, Zantac and Prilosec and then Nexium, which, by the way, were great in terms of relieving the symptoms, but also have some pretty nasty side effects. So, reading these alternate opinions on stuff, hydroxychloric acid has been known for decades to be a digestivate. The theory behind what causes acid reflux is you don't have enough stomach acid. You're not digesting the food properly. You're not providing the signal to the, I guess, sphincter muscle, whatever, that closes your stomach off from your esophagus. So what you do to solve it is you introduce more acid, in the form of a natural vegetarian-based product, and that's called hydrochloric acid. So I take one tablet now before my evening meal. I miss it probably at least half the time. I don't have it anymore. So I don't take any of that stuff anymore. This worked far better.
And Big Pharma.
It's just completely natural. It's completely opposite of what all these other patented drugs do for you. So it's just HCL, and they call it betaine or something like that, but it's just an over-the-counter supplement, and it's worked great.
I mean, you would think, given
what I will get all kinds of guff for talking about this stuff, but it's just because that's what they do. Mm-hmm. This is...
described your life improving, your health improving, and that's somehow a thought crime? Like, how does that work?
It will be, because the pharmaceutical industrial complex, again, it's all about drugs that can treat chronic illness.
So I know earlier this week Dr. Stocker was in, so now Dr. Kale's going to come in for his consultation. So I've actually had to deal with this, and what happens is it's your sphincter, and when you eat or drink, it opens up. It goes down into your stomach, and then it's supposed to lock back up. But some people have weak valves and weak sphincters. So
Why do you have a weak sphincter?
Yeah, what makes your sphincter weak?
I don't know. But it comes back up, and that's why you get the heartburn, which is, it has to happen at a frequency of however many times for you to feel heartburn. I didn't have that kind of reflux with heartburn. I had silent reflux, which comes all the way up to your throat real quickly, burns your vocal cords.
Silent but deadly.
You don't know it, and then it goes right back down.
Yeah.
So anytime I hear, like Dawn sometimes, when I hear you clearing your throat, I wonder if that's acid from the coffee. Because I was having all of these throat clearing issues where I started to lose my voice. So I had the surgery to prevent the silent reflux, and they reinforce the sphincter. And what they do, they take the upper flap of your stomach and they do a procedure called a Nissen fundoplication.
Wow, look
and
at
they tighten it back up.
So tighten your sphincter?
Yes. So now we have multiple sphincters, by the way.
I didn't realize that. Yes. I just thought we had one.
I never knew.
Yeah.
So now I don't have any more silent reflux. I can eat all the bad stuff.
The sphincter in your throat.
Yes.
No, the sphincter in your stomach, right here.
Oh, okay.
Like right here, like right in the middle. I still have a little bit of a gut. That's because I like alcohol. But you can now go back to consuming all the stuff you love. Here's the downside. Gas has to go somewhere. So if you can't throw up from the surgery, or you can't burp as much as you used to, how else do you get rid of gas?
Hmm.
It goes out the other sphincter.
Yes. There you go.
Wait, which one?
The one where my wife likes to stick her foot in sometimes when I get out of line.
Which could make that one loose.
That's right.
Watch out.
And I'm not going to have that one tightened. I like my other sphincter just the way it is.
Hydrochloric acid. Okay. That's by correct. The way, speaking.
And you can buy those on like all natural HCL like tablets on Amazon, or because I just looked it up.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know.
By the way, I'm not a doctor, so it worked for Ron Johnson. That I'm not saying it's going to work for everybody, but
well, yeah. I mean, you have four solutions. You either do what Ron Johnson is doing, do what I did, stay on Prilosec, or eat the most bland, acid-free diet the rest of your life. And that's a miserable way to live.
Like, I'm looking at Amazon, and they sell this, I don't know, Nest Natural Digestive Support, 4% hydrochloric acid, like a big bottle of it's $45. But I think that lasts, like, you take just a couple drops. So I never knew about this. I'm just learning about it. Maintain stomach acidity for better absorption of vitamins and nutrients, it says. I know. I've never heard of that.
Also, a reason why I drink alkaline water.
Oh. Okay.
To neutralize the acid.
Fascinating. Speaking of this is a woman from Instagram who claims that she's been suffering from a 7-year sinus infection. Ooh, my wife got sinus infections. They're bad. They're nasty.
Yep.
So I feel for this woman. She says after her ex-boyfriend, well, all right, why don't we?
What?
So she was diagnosed having E. coli in her sinuses.
Is this going to be another sphincter story?
So she's a poop sniffer.
Roll it.
Today I realized that I think my ex-boyfriend got the best possible breakup revenge that anyone could ever get. We dated like 7 years ago. I've had a persistent sinus infection ever since he and I stayed in a hotel one night after I had surgery. And he farted terribly. Like, I couldn't breathe. I've never, ever, ever.
Fart on your head?
It's not anything that even compares to that. And I got my sinus infection cultured today. I've had it like imaged. I've had all these tests done. Doctors haven't been able to figure it out. And it is E. coli. And you usually don't get E. coli in your sinuses because E. coli is from poop. So, like, I don't know. How does that get in your sinuses unless you have a boyfriend who
farts
disgustingly and you are forced to inhale it because you are immobile after ankle surgery? Oh, my God.
Yeah. Hey, everybody loves their own brand,
now,
right?
Now, look. Just because this came from a woman on Instagram, I don't, you know, I'm not verifying anything.
Oh, Mr. I can spot AI a mile away.
I just think, well, this is an AI because I checked out this woman's Instagram account while I was, while I found this video because I just wanted to see the...
I mean, did she ever consider a deviated septum surgery, a rhinoplasty, or septoplasty?
First of all, like, not to get graphic or gross, but like,
where was her face?
Yeah, that's exactly. And was his butt exposed? You know what I mean? Because if it wasn't, how's anything getting out?
It's an interesting question, right?
I can know I can smell it. Yeah.
So
I'm allergic to this.
If you have a persistent sinus infection, maybe get checked for E. coli.
Yeah.
Ew.
I mean, there you go.
I had a stretch where my right nostril was always blocked up, and then I realized I had a deviated septum.
What have you been sniffing?
By the way, Kale, are you embarrassed to be in there in front of our sales assistant?
Right? No, I'm an open book. This is called personality-driven radio, ladies. That's the way it's done.
We get great numbers here just because we talk about what other humans talk about.
Authenticity sells.
It's called rhizopus or rhizopus.
Pus, yeah.
Co-infected sinusitis with E. coli. Mm-hmm. So this is a rare thing that people do get.
Wow.
But there are other reasons for it. It's not her boyfriend.
Yeah. Okay. Just another jealous ex. let it go. It's been 7 years.
Paul Swanholm, a covered wagon, did her. we used to call it a Dutch oven, but I don't know.
A
covered wagon. Never heard of that one. That's
like
a good
that.
One. Yeah. That's a good one. All right. So I've officially look. We've covered everything from tariffs to the deep state of the FBI to Epstein. To farts causing E. coli.
Did we miss anything? I don't think we have.
Dawn's Big Three next.
All right, stay right there.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Those two cases obviously are of significant public interest. I'm just telling you what we see in the file. I just want to be crystal clear on this. I am not asking anyone to believe me. I'm telling you what's there and what isn't.
Right.
There is nothing in the file at this point on the Epstein case, and there's going to be a disclosure on this coming shortly. We are working through some. There is video. That is something the public does.
There's video of him killing himself.
No, not the actual act, but there the entire MCC Bay. It was only one camera. There were other. There's video that when you look at the video, and we will release, that's what's taken a while on this, we are working on cleaning it up to make sure you have an enhanced, and we're going to give the original so you don't think there were any shenanigans. You're going to see there's no one there but him.
Right.
There's just nobody there. So I say to people all the time, if you have a tip, let us know. But there's no DNA, there's no audio, there's no fingerprints, there's no suspects, there's no accomplices, there's no tips, there is nothing. If you have it, I'm happy to see it. There's video clear as day. He's the only person in there and the only person coming out. You can see it.
So there's video, but there's just not video because of one camera. The one camera that we probably need, I'm going to just speculate here and try to go beyond what he's saying. So of all the cameras on that bay, others were still working except for one. Now, which one is that? I'm just going to assume that it's the one directly with the best visual of his cell. But, I guess when they release the video, we'll be able to further pontificate as to what happened. But you say there's no DNA and all this other stuff. Okay, but when we've seen the imagery of his neck where, you know, he hung himself and the end result of the red mark, from everything that we've heard from experts and also including Epstein's brother himself, the physical results appear to be completely different from what is the typical result of a self-induced hanging, right?
Yeah.
So, look, I mean, if Bongino's correct and we're all wrong and we could all be wrong, I have no problem apologizing. I just don't like the way that both of them have gone about saying blah, 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 blah. And then when they get in these positions, it's killed himself, man. Killed himself. You don't have to believe me, but he killed himself. All right. We'll find out eventually. Maybe we all get to a better conclusion based upon this video. Now, here's the question. When does that video come out? 2 years from now? Mm-hmm. 4 years from now? What do you guys think?
I don't know.
I want to see the angle of this video then. So you're saying that you don't see anybody.
But again, it's not the. Yes, we know he physically killed himself. We know that. The question is that who let it happen? Right?
Do we know that he could. We just assumed.
He was on suicide watch and then miraculously a day before was not on suicide watch anymore. That's all I'm saying.
I don't know. Stinks to high hell, in my opinion, but.
Well, hopefully you don't get a sinus infection from it.
I know. 7 years worth. Speaking of seven, it's 9:37. Let's get to Dawn Stensel's Big Three at 9:37.
It's the Big Three and Nine on Kale and Company.
Sponsored by Kitchen Magic. We keep hearing about new pardons by President Trump. So in this one, President Donald J. Trump has commuted a federal life sentence of Larry Hoover. This is one of Chicago's most notorious gang leaders, according to the guy's own attorneys. So he's 74 years old, Mr. Hoover is, founder of the Gangster Disciples, spent nearly 30 years in solitary confinement at a facility in ADX Florence in Colorado, widely considered one of the most secure prisons in the world. And so President Trump just making the announcement, Larry Hoover's federal life sentences have been commuted by President Trump. This was the latest. Mr. Hoover, who is now 75 years old, spent nearly 30 years in solitary, the most restrictive, draconian supermax prison in the United States.
Wow. So you went in solitary confinement at age 45. You get out at 75. Can you imagine what it must be like to try to catch up on the world and what life looks like? 30 years, 1995.
Yeah, and the thing about it is that as I was looking at it, I think that even though this is commuted on the federal level, he still faces a long sentence for a 1973 murder in Illinois State Court. So,
any explanation as to why he's pardoning him, basically?
I think that what they're saying is to hold somebody in solitary, which there are so many studies about solitary, is
to break you.
Yeah. 30 years in solitary. So I guess at this point, then it'll be up to the state authorities in Illinois. Will they also, will the governor there, that's Pritzker, that's his state. So I don't know what's going to happen next, but that's really making big headlines. And as well, there's another rapper. A Louisiana rap artist, NBA Youngboy, pretty famous rapper, for like teenagers and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
But he had just been sentenced late last year for 2 years in prison, gun-related charges. Trump has completely pardoned him.
And he wrote an anti-Trump song too, didn't he?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Trump's approval rating with the black community just went from 15% to 16%.
So his real name is Kentrell Galden. He's from Utah. He showed he had all these firearms because he had a previous conviction, which meant he could not have any firearms. So he was doing a rap video, And that's how they busted him, because he had these, you know, fire handguns or whatever he was flashing in, you know, in his video.
So we have to go back and look at the pardon counter. Remember, Trump was way behind a lot of his predecessors with pardons.
Well, he's doing them early. Mm-hmm. Like, usually they do them in their last. Right,
like Biden did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
A pardon Fauci. Okay.
So I won't go into the tariff thing. Obviously, we've talked a lot about it. The Trump administration working into the wee hours of the morning to try with this new Manhattan court ruling, a trade international court. They're obviously they've already filed the appeal. So that one's going on. We've talked a ton about that one. I want to get to this tick story because this is important. It's news you can use, certainly. And this is news of this tiny tick. That's a big concern.
From China. It's from China.
Everything comes from China.
Ah!
I mean, my God.
God created the world, but everything else is made in China.
So this is, and seriously, yesterday I was out for a tiny bit before we had a high school event last night. Same thing. It was like a play.
Yeah.
So I just spray up. You got to make sure you have the bug spray on. If you want the natural stuff, fine. But this is an invasive tick species from Asia, and it's spreading rapidly in Pennsylvania in particular.
Yep.
Numbers significantly increasing over the last several years. Heads up.
To be fair, though, they're not the ones that carry the Lyme disease, though, right?
Because they're
bigger ones, the fat ones.
Yeah. But it's an invasive tick, and the creepy thing about it is the females don't need a male to, like, reproduce.
Oh, so they're liberal. Me in my mouth.
Look out for the ticks. All right, we have to break.
Okay.
We have to break. Well, Kitchen Magic really quick here. Yes. That's our sponsor. Looking to remodel your kitchen? Kitchen Magic. Yes, their products are made right in Nazareth, Pennsylvania, so tariff delays or anything else is not going to impact you. Family-owned, American-made, and this month, you only have a few days left of May, save up to 30%. KitchenMagic.com. Do this today.
9 o'clock hour brought to you by Wawa, where you can sip into savings, enjoy any size hot coffee, including their new cinnamon churro blend for $1, any size iced coffee for $2, or 16-ounce Wawa teas and fruit drinks for just $1. Unlimited bonus offers can be redeemed daily with Wawa rewards. The bells and whistles coming up next.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app. And now, the morning mystery movie clip on Kale and Company, Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, why don't you tell all these nice folks why you've been ducking me? Politics, man. This country wants to keep me down. Keep everybody weak. Hey, woman. Listen here. Since your old man ain't got no heart, maybe you'd like to see a real man. I bet you stay up late every night dreaming you had a real man, don't you?
Such a great scene.
I tell you what, bring your pretty little self over to my apartment tonight, and I'll show you a real man.
Oh, such a great scene.
Think you know what it is? Be call at 12 at 855-839-1210, and you could win this great prize.
This is a self-admission from Jimmy Kelly. He realized yesterday was tough, so he gave you a layup today. So you will get a pair of tickets if you are caller 12 at 855-839-1210 with the correct answer to the movie, and you are going to see Styx and Kevin Cronin from REO Speedwagon, plus Don Felder at Freedom Mortgage Pavilion August 8th for tickets. Visit Ticketmaster.com. So you could do Styx on the 8th and then Jimmy Fallon on the 9th.
Jimmy Fallon will be in Pottstown, PA at Soul Joel's. You can get tickets at
FoxAcrossAmerica.com.
FoxAcrossAmerica.com.
That is correct. All right.
By the way, Phil, is Styx with like the original Styx?
They've been this group for a while.
Is it Tommy Shaw?
Yes, it is Tommy Shaw.
Well, then I mean that's Styx then.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, even
I say it's been there a while now.
Okay.
So.
Come on, Greg, get your music knowledge.
Sorry.
9:50. Let's get to what occurred today in music history.
What happened on this day in music history? Music history on Kale and Company.
Today, May 29th, we celebrate the birthday of Noel Gallagher from Oasis. Heavenly birthday shouts to Mike Porcaro from Toto and Gary Brooker from Procol Harum. We also lost BJ Thomas on this day in 2021. Six is Cool, Light My Fire by The Doors in 67. School's Out by Alice Cooper in 72. And Just What I Needed by The Cars in 78. Abdicute CSN's debut in 69, The Art of War by Sabaton in 2008, Brave New World by Iron Maiden in 2000, and Hellbound by Warlock in 85. Also in 2004, a guitar used by John Lennon sold at auction for $2.9 million. In 2001, the Eagles made their first ever visit to Russia. In 71, the Stones were topped the singles chart with Brown Sugar. In 97, Jeff Buckley disappeared after swimming in the Mississippi River. In 62, Chubby Checker won a Grammy for Let's Twist Again. In 2010, 3 Days Grace was atop the Billboard Rock Songs chart. And in 76, Wings at the Speed of Sound was atop the album chart. But lastly, on this day in 83, Van Halen gets a record $1.5 million to play day two of the US Festival. It's the most any act has ever been paid for a single performance. For Kale and Company, I'm Bill Umquist.
Nice work, Philip. And I believe we have Steve, who's identified the movie in Point Pleasant, New Jersey. Steve, what did we play for you?
Rocky III.
Rocky III. What gave it away? Was it Mr. T?
I mentioned it yesterday, too.
Yes, you did. Great job, Steve. Yep. You're going to go see Styx. All right, pal?
Great. Thanks.
You got it. All right. Yeah. Dawn Show.
Well, hang on. Before we get to Dawn Show, I just want to do two tweets. Snow Bunny Gal says, can you give a shout out to Jason Hill at Phil a Bagel? He listens every day. What's up, Jason? Thank you for listening every day. Phil a Bagel. Thank you, Jason, for listening.
Food drop.
I wouldn't say no to a food drop. In Exile in Jersey, my buddy Greg says, Silent Reflux was the name of my high school Barry Manilow cover band. So thank you, Greg, in Exile in Jersey.
Yeah. Also a side effect of marriage. All right. As Dawn is up next in 7 minutes, we find out what she has lined up.
Yeah, so one of my favorite investigative journalists when it comes to medicine, health, this is Emily Kopp, had her on multiple times. So she'll join us to talk about the latest with Maha, continuing the conversation about all of these ingredients with our government. Essentially, were they poisoning us? We'll get the latest on Maha from this great award-winning investigative journalist. That's coming up in the 10 o'clock hour, where we will also talk about the Trump taco, something that we didn't even get to in the cut sheet because we had so much. But we'll talk about this as President Trump responds to the taco controversy or allegation. It's so goofy.
It's unbelievable to me that Nick looks like he's befuddled, which means that your Twitter silo does filters all that stuff out.
To me, the Trump taco should be merely raw onion and cilantro.
Excuse me.
A little lime juice.
So we'll get to the Trump taco. You want to hear that. And we'll update you as we have been since 6 o'clock this morning. That's why it's so great we're live and local, because there are updates minute by minute on this Trump tariff situation with that Manhattan court that did that ruling and Trump's response to that. Coming up in the 11 o'clock hour, we have Pennsylvania State Senator. This is Gene Yaw. And he is talking about your choices when it comes to energy. We'll talk about drill, baby, drill. And what he's doing with regard to Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro's attitude on all of this. So we'll get to get a little update. I haven't talked to Gene Yaw, Senator Yaw, in a little bit. So we'll get the Pennsylvania update. And I'll talk more about this tick that is really scary across the entire East Coast.
Cats and dogs?
If you keep talking, you're going to go into your show.
Well, so. We should do that. Okay. We should just go like seamlessly.
With that being said,
good night, everybody.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.